Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
In late breaking news here on the Basin Radio Network, a local judge calling it quits. I'm Chris Sprintle with your news. After 27 years of service as a judge, Nick Deegan has decided to retire. Deegan has served as district judge in Gillette since 2013. Deegan, at the age of 70, will retire after being in this profession for more than 40 years.
If they got a check last time, they will get a check again, this time adults and children.
Big news here on the Basin Radio Network, a stimulus package that will affect all of us. Finally, a deal has been made on the latest coronavirus relief spending deal. The Republicans and Democrats came together, reaching a compromise to make this $1 trillion stimulus deal happen. A vote will transpire in Congress today or tomorrow. Here are some details from the deal from Kelly O'Donnell of NBC News.
That's $600 for Americans who qualify based on income. For the jobless, an extra $300 per week in enhanced federal unemployment. Assistance for renters and food programs. For small businesses, more paycheck protection loans to retain their workers. And help to keep precious cargo moving.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso and U.S. House Congresswoman Liz Cheney have been big proponents of this COVID-19 relief bill. Here is John Barrasso sharing his thoughts. Barrasso says it's about time this happened.
We need to get this done today. The president is right in that this is no fault of the American people. Chris, we should have done this months ago had not Nancy Pelosi played politics through the fall because of the presidential election. She's admitted as much. We've had a bill pretty comparable to what we're going to pass today, and we've offered it by Republicans time and time again. The Democrats beat it down 40 different times. This has been wrong. The delay has been too long. We need to get it done now for Christmas.
Listen to the Basin Radio Network news tomorrow. We will have a full-on update and the results from the voting in Congress right here on the Basin Radio Network. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. If you want to hear the report again, go to basinsradio.com.